You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The DNR would like to remind hunters the deer management zones were modified in the Northern Forest Zone and part of the Central Forest Zone for the 2025 season. The deer management units, or DMUs, in the Northern Forest Zone have also changed to be habitat-based units. The new units are numerically labeled, and portions of five northern counties have been converted to farmland DMUs. The eastern portion of the Central Forest Zone has been reduced in size, affecting four counties, and the Central Forest DMUs are now numerically labeled as well. Several counties in southeast Wisconsin have new metro subunit boundaries. You can review the map of the new DMUs and see the season structure breakdown by counties at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Thursday, September 25th, from 4 to 5:30 p.m., the Park Falls Public Library is proud to host an adult craft group, Witch's Broom. There is a limit of 20 people, and you must be 18 or older. You can sign up at the circulation desk, and an $8 donation will help to cover the cost of supplies. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, September 25th, from 4 to 5:30 p.m., over at the Park Falls Public Library. Remember, stop in at the circulation desk as soon as possible to sign up. Wisconsin will be getting federal disaster money after the flooding last month, but not all the help Governor Tony Evers requested. Savannah Tomey-Olson has the details.
The federal government approved nearly $30 million in FEMA funding. The Trump administration announced yesterday that they would approve a partial emergency declaration by Governor Evers. Everyday people with flood damage in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties will get the money, but that kind of help is still under review for the folks in Door, Grant, and Ozaukee counties. All six counties will get money straight to their local governments to fix infrastructure, according to the governor's office. It's estimated that last month's storms did more than $76 million in damage to structures and public infrastructure. More than 1,500 homes were damaged or destroyed. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomey-Olson.
Did you know that most cases of Lyme disease occur from May to October? If you're out hunting this fall, remember to check for ticks to fight the bite. If you find a tick, don't panic and use some tweezers to carefully remove it. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Wednesday, September 25th, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's a blood drive over at the Phillips High School. You can donate blood and receive a free pair of flannel pants while supplies last. Appointments are preferred. You can call 877-232-4376 or visit vercity.org/Wisconsin. That is vercity.org/WI. As a helpful tip, make sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of water before donating. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, September 24th, over at 990 Flambeau Avenue in Phillips. A couple of Wisconsin lawmakers from opposite sides of the political divide have come together for a cause close to the hearts of Wisconsinites, the Green Bay Packers. Lisa Hale has more.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Congressman Tony Weed have introduced the Go Pack Go Act, designed to allow Packers fans in Wisconsin, no matter where they live, to watch the Pack play on television. Over 400,000 people living in Wisconsin counties are considered either a part of Minnesota or Michigan television markets, so they end up watching either the Lions or the Vikings games instead of the Packers if the games are scheduled at the same time. The Go Pack Go Act would require cable and satellite companies to give Wisconsin subscribers access to games from a Wisconsin market.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed, Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously it's a big blow to us.
College football, the Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickle.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken this, that uncommon mindset, as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. When not trying to push her bathwater soap on lonely men or selling her good jeans, Sid Sweeney does a little acting. The Sidster will play a boxer in the upcoming film Christy, based on the real life of boxer Christy Martin. Born in small town West Virginia, Christy Martin realized at a young age she was a good puncher and capitalized on that skill to become the best female boxer of the 90s. Despite not being released yet, the film has had a few eyes on it and is currently pulling a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes. Actor Joel Kinnaman is not a household name, but he has a solid fan base, and he seems perfect for a good crime story. So it's no surprise he is the choice to play the lead role in a new crime drama called Bishop. According to Deadline, Kinnaman plays Bishop Graves, a weathered, experienced detective who chases a killer preying on San Francisco's elite, only to find out that the crimes have a connection to his own father. The series is currently in development at Amazon MGM. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Hoult, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. A couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, A Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. You know you were involved in a pretty challenging marriage when just discussing it causes you to break down in tears. Just ask my wife. Thanks, I'm here all week. Such is the case for Denise Richards, who was married to Charlie Sheen. In the new documentary, AKA Charlie Sheen, Richards pulls no punches when she is on camera discussing her tumultuous time with Sheen. She says their marriage went south after the success of Two and a Half Men, claiming that the pressure really got to her then-husband. Richards says she would bring up Charlie's substance abuse to members of his team and specifically his sponsor, but to protect him, his posse would blame her hormones or claim she had postpartum depression. Richards says she kept it together for the sake of their daughters, but says if she wasn't a very strong person, she would have gone down a very dark road. Given all the recent information regarding Sheen's new doc and book, I can't imagine a darker road for anyone than being married to Charlie Sheen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We may catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this morning or early this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-80s. The wind out of the southeast gusting to around 15 to 20. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy. Mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.